Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasting communities where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I'm really thrilled because with me I have Carol Spain Falk. Carol is the author of I Am Not Broken. Carol offers her insights to those struggling to regain their physical and mental independence and for the loved ones who care for them. She has survived a brain aneurysm, a stroke, and polymorphosis. After one whole year in five different facilities, Carol had to learn how to deal with the loss of privacy, loss of mobility, loss of communication, loss of body and mind control, and loss of financial decisions. Her whole being as a functional person. She is finally independent again and loving life. Her story is full of challenges, breakthroughs, do's and don'ts, and lots of laughter. She even included a food guide for tube feeders with some of her favorite recipes. Carol believes that even though she tube feeds, her diet doesn't have to be bland, and neither does her life. Carol, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you.
Carol, tell me a little bit, just briefly, about how you came to your present condition.
Well, like I said, I spent a whole year from April to April in five different hospitals. I have took loads of physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. And, of course, I now have five belly buttons from all of the feeding tubes, but part of my throat is paralyzed, so I don't talk loud, and I don't eat at all. I depend on my feeding tube for everything, but it's been great because when I think back, all of my needs are met and have been for a good while. I had a lot of good caregivers, and you know, just it's been tough, you know, watching others. I was told once when I was at TEER, my last facility, one of the therapists there said, if I look around, everyone there that I saw was on a journey of their own, and they are so true. That is so true. Everyone has their own journey.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your journey and your soon-to-be-released book. So tell me a little bit about how you came about writing I Am Not Broken.
Well, I was married for 30 years, and when my husband decided he didn't want to be married anymore, my mother suggested that I journal to help with the way my emotions were feeling. So I just started journaling and playing around, and 6 months after that, I had the stroke and the aneurysm, and while I was in the hospital, once I gained consciousness again, I just kept on journaling, you know, as a way to deal with what I was going through, and it occurred to me this would be great information for others. It's an insight. I was somewhere that very few people get to come back from. I had like a 2% chance of survival, and I made it. So, you know, that it was through my experiences, and I just writing everything down was the best way for me at the time to manage what I was going through. But turns out that it happens to be, you know, the best medicine for me, and I hope for others too.
That is so beautiful. So tell me a little bit about the process of learning to manage, because you have come through what most people don't even go through, a fifth of or a tenth of what you've gone through in their lifetime, and you've managed to come out of this with a phenomenal attitude about life and the desire to laugh and really enjoy life. Tell me how you were able to do that.
Well, one thing I did learn, when everything is taken away from you, I woke up and I didn't know who I was, where I was, who all these people were, or why I was there. You know, just it was crazy. All these people said that they were there because they knew me and loved me, and I was scared to death of them because I didn't know them at all. But through that, I learned just simply, I guess it was embedded in me from little on, faith, just, you know, keep quiet and watch and listen and learn. And so I that's what I did. And I don't know, it just, when everything's taken away from you, it makes you realize how precious everything is. Life is so much more special than most people realize. And I got the chance to see it. You know, my grandmother used to say, God will make you lay down to make you look up. And he did that to me, and I am very, very grateful that he did.
Well, that is so beautiful. So tell us how you found the inspiration to work through all this. What was inspiring to you and kept you going in order for you to work through to where you are today?
I think it was my faith. I was raised as a young girl, you know, with lots of faith, and that was, I knew instinctively that if I just kept trying, if I gave up on myself, nobody could pay but me. So, you know, I knew that I had to, but I think faith was the biggest issue. And then I have two grandkids, and my son used to always shake their picture in my face and say, this is why you're getting well. This is why you're getting well. So I chalk it up to faith and then to my family and friends.
Fantastic. So tell me a little bit about how you were able to take the journaling that was so really healing for you and turn that into a book. What was the process you used to do that?
What I did, excuse me, I have all of the medical records from the hospitals as well. And I just started, I looked at it from facility. It's kind of like a timeline. And I used, you know, what I was thinking and what I was feeling at that very day. So people know that, you know, everyone's human. We all have thoughts and desires that are, you know, different. And I just used my journal and the medical records as a timeline and went from there.
So tell us a little bit, what were some of the biggest challenges you had in turning your journaling into a book?
Honestly, it was the getting the story straight, because I was unconscious for like 6 months. So a lot of it was just stuff that I was told, but you know, I had to learn on my own. I'm still learning today, as crazy as that sounds. I have just started having mental flashbacks after, 4 years? But the hardest thing was just getting the story, because most of my family, you know, they were tired of it. You know, it was a struggle for everybody. They hadn't been through anything like that, and neither had I. Where it was old to them, it was all still very new to me, because I was just learning it all. So really, I think it's just getting the story straight. And without being told that you're morbid or, you know, you're living in the past, it needs to be told to everyone that in order for someone like me to move forward, you have to know what happened in the past.
And so, you know, this is like sharing some of the deepest emotional experiences and feelings that you could possibly have with the world. How did you come about being able to be open to that, sharing on that level?
Honestly, again, I think it was my faith. It's just that I believe so strongly that everyone needs to know that, you know, that life is precious and everything that we have is precious, and it's just wanting that much. It's for everyone to know and feel what I feel. To me, being open is the only way. It's the best way. And if my thing is, I was told once, if you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said to whom.
That is true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
No question. So, during the writing process, was there something that you really enjoyed or got tremendous fulfillment out of actually doing the process?
Watching and seeing how much I've grown from the beginning, that to me was inspirational in itself. You know, every day now still, when I do something I couldn't do before, it's like, yay. So my accomplishments, you know, as small as they may seem, that was my neatest. It was a challenge, but yet it was great to be able to do it.
Well, that's fantastic. So you are actually having to relearn a lot of things that you knew all through life and relearning them as if it's the first time.
Right. I had to learn to walk, to talk, to read, to write. I meant everything. I had to learn how to put on makeup again.
Well, you know, that's such an accomplishment because so many people, you know, struggle with writing a book, and you struggled with everything in order to write your book, and you really had to relearn everything and to make that book happen to tell your story. So it's really quite an incredible journey, and you had so many more challenges than the average person does out there writing your story and writing your book.
Right, I do. That's why I have to tell everybody. If I can do it, anybody can.
Yeah, that's so important. So important. And such a great contribution. So do you have anything specifically that inspires you, like a specific person or place or thing that you do that creates inspired action for you?
As crazy as it sounds, it would be my dog. I have a Shar Pei, and she is about 7 years old, and she weighs about 60 pounds. And she is the best, the sweetest friend one could ever have. She's funny as she can be, but if I'm having a day where I hurt or I just, you know, I'm tired, all I have to do is look at her and her little wagging tail and her smiling face, and I feel better. So Sandy, her name is Sandy. She's the reason every day that I get up and I can laugh.
That is so great. They are such company, and they're so devoted that it is inspirational. And Shar Peis tend to be really one person dogs. They seem to pick one person that they want to be closest to.
Right. I love it.
That's fantastic. So, tell me a little bit about the process of writing your book. Did you do an outline, or did you just take your journal and start writing chapters? How did the writing process go for you with your book?
I took my journal and then the hospital, the medical records, the notes that the doctors and nurses had, and I did it in a timeline kind of way. And with each, what I did was I compared notes, you know, so I would have it right. The first couple of months, I just had medical records, but I did have family members tell me, you know, different things that I said or did or whatever. But honestly, I just used the medical records and my journal as a timeline.
That's fantastic. And then just took pen to paper and went for it, huh?
Right, I did. Couldn't read a lot of it at first, but, you know, my penmanship, and even that improved.
So were there any special tools or anything you used to make the writing easier for you?
No, I like to use my laptop, but I have honestly found that pen and paper, just writing it down outside, is the best medicine. It's truly, you can, I don't know, it's very relaxing. So just the pen and paper, old-fashioned way.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so is there anything that you would advise other people that they might do in order to become inspired about whatever they're doing in life? Any tools or exercise?
No, just don't give up on yourself. You know, that you've got to keep trying because, like I said, you're the only one physically who pays if you give up. So you've got to keep trying. and to have faith, you know, pray and have faith that, that things are going to be fine, and they will be. The way they say, the way, if you change the way you look at things, things will change, and I have found that to be very true.
Oh, that is so fantastic. So tell me, you know, for those out there that don't see much hope or are really super discouraged, with maybe a lot less reason to be super discouraged than, you know, what you had, tell me a little bit about how you would advise them to get invigorated and encouraged again.
All you got to do now is turn on the TV, and you'll see someone who's got it way worse than you do.
So really, it's a matter of focusing on gratitude for what you have as opposed to focusing on what you do not have.
Exactly.
And so how do you keep gratitude in the forefront?
Well, every morning and at night as well, I get up and my first thoughts are, you know, I thank God for the day and for everything that I have, you know, just remembering every day that, well, to take nothing for granted, which I don't, because everything was taken away from me at once. But just to keep gratitude, it's just remembering to say thank you and please and you know, just being polite, the basic golden rules.
Yeah, and show people that you really have appreciation for them in the world, huh?
Right. I in that I do. My favorite book is by Don Miguel Ruiz called The Four Agreements, and it's basically the golden rules that, that, you know, we all grow up with, but he puts them in such a way that, that they are so cool. I even printed them and put them on my daily, on my board, so I could look at them every day, and those are what I've been trying to live by.
Fantastic. Share those with us, if you would, for people who may not be familiar.
Okay, the four agreements are be impeccable with your word. In other words, tell the truth. Number two is don't take anything personally, because what people say is coming from them, not at you, but coming from them. Do not make assumptions, you know, in other words, don't guess, you know, that I think this or that or whatever. And then always do your best. Simple, but yet hard.
Yeah, it is. It is simple, but hard. That is so wise. So tell me a little bit about what you think is the most important thing that you could share with people across the world. Like, how do you hope to impact people in a really positive way and inspire people, like almost leaving a legacy? What would that look like for you?
I want people to know that they have to believe in themselves, to have faith in God and believe in themselves and not to give up. If I can do that, I have done a wonder of good. You know, but if people believe in themselves, they'll be happy and love themselves. And that's what I want. I want people to do that, you know, to be happy. Because if you love yourself, that opens you up for love.
That is so beautiful. Is there some way that people could connect with you to get more of this great wisdom that you shared with us today?
Not yet, but there will be soon. I am on Facebook and LinkedIn and a few other social media sites, but I don't have my website up for the book yet.
Oh, okay. Well, what is your address on Facebook? What would they find you on Facebook?
Well, it's my name. It's Carol Lynn Spain Falk.
Okay, fantastic. So please visit Carol's Facebook website and friend her, and then she can give you more information about when her book is coming out. And Carol, I wanted to just say thank you so much for being with us. It's just been a pleasure for you to share your experience and the tremendous sense of hope and inspiration that you bring to the world is phenomenal. So I thank you so much for being with us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much for letting me, giving me the opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. It's just been wonderful to spend time with you and get to know you. And again, thank you for sharing your wisdom. And for those who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. And everyone out there, have a wonderful week.